Radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Psalms 23. Psalms 23. Lord, thank you for all you've done in this place. Instruments that was played, prayers that were praised, that were read. speak to it in me. That your word will go forth. In Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.
Psalms 23.
Amen.
And if you cannot find the 23rd Psalm,
well,
you need to get to Sunday school quick. Scripture that we all was raised on, learn to recite. Psalms 23, we there?
Yes, sir.
We ready?
Yes, sir.
The Lord is, that's good, you may be seated. The Lord is. Thank you, Ursus. Let's give our Ursus a hand in maintaining our services. The Lord is. David here in this psalm is talking to us from personal experience. That's why he uses language. That is the simple. He uses personal pronouns. I, my, and me. To indicate the personal relationship between God and himself. Because David here in the text is not telling us something he's heard.
Alright.
He's telling us this out of personal experience. In other words, David is saying in the text that I spent some time with the Lord. And in my time I spent with the Lord, I've learned some things from God. And my brothers and sisters, it is imperative that we spend time with God. Not that God may know us, because God knows all about us. Never be deceived to believe that God doesn't know about you. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your ups. He knows your down. But the time spent is for us to know him. And spending time with God, believe it or not, my brothers and sisters, it's to your advantage. David is saying that I'm writing this song and I'm writing it out of personal experience.
My Lord.
He opens the song up saying, the Lord is my shepherd. David is saying, number one, right there, right, he writes this down, the Lord is present with me. He's saying, when this psalm began, David is writing in the first person. It seems as though he is talking to us about a shepherd. And in doing so, he uses possessive personal pronouns by saying that the Lord is my shepherd. He talks to us about a shepherd of God out of personal experience as to what God had done for him. He did not say the Lord is a shepherd. He did not say the Lord is our shepherd. He did not say the Lord is your shepherd. He says the Lord is my shepherd. By saying that he is my, he does not exclude anybody else. Because just as he's my shepherd, he can also be your shepherd. David says that I am testifying of this not for everybody else. I need you to know how close God is to me and how I am to him. He says he is my shepherd. He likens God to a shepherd who leads sheep. He says when he talks about a shepherd is one that has mobility. A shepherd is like a migrant worker. It moves from one place to the next place. When one job is complete, he moves to the next place. But what he is saying here, as if God is compared to as a shepherd, moving from place to place, when a male shepherd, a man shepherd, moved from one place, he is not at the place he left, but he's at the place he's presently in. He's not at the place he's going. He can only be in one place at a time. But when he talks about God, he says God can leave where he was and still be there where he is and still be there where he's going. In other words, he's saying the Lord is my shepherd. He was with me in the past, he's with me in the present, and he's in the future waiting on me to show up. How many can testify and say, I got a pretty good shepherd? He says, the Lord is with me, and he's my shepherd, and since he's my shepherd, I shall not want. He says, I don't want because all my needs are met. My brothers and sisters, I come to tell you a thing about sheep. Sheep would wander off. They would go astray. A boat that is not anchored will drift. And so to be a good sheep under a strong shepherd, you got to be anchored that you don't drift. But here's the good thing. Even if you drift, the shepherd will come out to you. How many can testify this morning and say, preacher, I drifted? Come on, don't lie. I drifted. I'm not talking about before I met Christ. I'm talking about after I met Christ. I drifted. Matter of fact, last week I drifted. Last night I drifted. But before the morning was set, the shepherd come and brought me back into the fold. And see, when he brings me back into the fold, I'm more appreciative to him because he could have left me out there. How many can testify and say he didn't leave me out there? It wasn't the preacher's fault. It wasn't the church member's fault. I walked away out of my own arrogance. But yet, somebody prayed for me, and the shepherd heard that cry, and he came after me. Watch this. Watch this. That the pains of this song. And the pains have been incorrect. Because in the paintings or in the books, it shows the shepherd in front of the sheep.
Come on now.
But truthfully, a shepherd doesn't lead the sheep from the front. He doesn't lead them. And watch this, here's your praise cue. They can't see the shepherd, but they can feel the shepherd. Physical eye, but I can feel God's presence. How many can testify and say, I felt his presence? I didn't see a friend in sight, but I felt his presence. I was going through hell and high water. Nobody would return my text or my calls, but I felt his presence. And so he's present with me. He's present with me. And so he said, as David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Look at verse 2. He said, and he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Not only the Lord is present for me, but then secondly, the Lord is provisions for me. He provides what I need on this life's journey. He says, I shall not want. Want means lacking, to be diminished, to devastate, to be without. And he says, as long as I'm your shepherd, I'll take care of you. I never get up to see nobody put God up for child support. Because he takes care of his children. I won't find myself in these areas because God brings me security. He knows what my needs are, and he's there to meet my needs. And let me tell you, and if you trust God and be faithful to God, you need to dispense with that. He'll give you what you need and not what you want. That's not true. Yeah. The Bible says that he will grant you the desires of your heart. He will give you some of your wants in between. It is all in the motive of why you want it. If you want it to show somebody else, God is not like that. But if you
Yeah. Paul said you'll never be nothing. You'll never amount to anything. If you got out of prison, God used you and moved you out into yesterday in your life. That was still water. Can I get somebody to thank God for still water? But watch. Not that I thank him for still waters. I thank him for the troubled waters. Let me tell you why I thank him for the troubled waters. Because for the troubled water, make me appreciate the still water. Righteousness for what? His name's. But look how he opened up verse 3. He said, he restored my soul. He needed me in the power of righteousness for his name. He needed me in the power of righteousness because I was too weak. I couldn't do what God wanted me to do because I was too troubled. God says, let me restore you. To restore means to receive back more than you lost. He says, I'm going to restore you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your mind. I'm going to bless your heart. I'm going to bless your job. I'm going to bless your finances. I'm going to bless your health. He said, now when I do that, let me lead you in the right path. In the path of righteousness. And here it is. If y'all don't remember nothing else I said, he says, for his name. In other words, you got to keep his reputation good. Because when God blesses you, you can't be ashamed to own him. Because he'll be ashamed to own you before his heart. Now, to keep God's reputation good, that means that my worship, my shout, and my praise is not dependent nor determined on who's preaching. You got some people singing in the church. Just because we have a brief or something, they could be singing the Lord's song in this city. Donald Trump can walk in here and say, God is good. I'll be the first one on my feet. Did y'all see how quiet y'all do that? Donald Trump can walk in here right now and say, Jesus, I'll jump up on this front feet. See, y'all focus on Donald Trump. I'm focused on what the word that came out of his mouth. Because when he said Jesus, it made me think about how good he's been to me. When he said the Lord is good, it made me think about how good God. See, you need to quit focusing on who's speaking and just what is said. God is. When I say Jesus, is something happened to me? When I just say Jesus, can you fill in the blank? Jesus, my way out of nowhere. Jesus, my bread when I'm hungry. Jesus, the clothes on my back. Church, is it for his glory?
Come on,
yeah. Or is it for yours? You, Brother Curtis, you can tell the folk who are perpetrating the fraud.
Come on, yeah.
Because when you're doing something for God's glory, you don't care for pats on the back. You get up there and say, ain't nobody saying nothing to me today. I guess I ain't gonna do good. He said, I fear no evil. Because God, you with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now we're going to tap into God's protection. Now, can you make me say to you, that if you want?
No, he didn't.
He says, yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death.
All right.
Y'all miss you. David didn't say nothing about death itself. Just the shadow. See, a child of God, you will never have to deal with the true consequences of death. You will just go through the shadow of death.
All right, now.
Because Jesus got the power of death in his name.
Yes,
David said, when I have, can I just say it like the street slang, I'm going to have some close calls on this side of the grave.
Yes, sir.
But the same God that kept me when I was up,
come on.
He's going to keep me when I'm down. See, a shadow is just a shadow of a substance. A shadow cannot harm you. You can see it, but it can't touch you or harm you. Because, see, God uses death as a transportation vehicle to move you from where you are to him. Because the last time I checked, a child of God absent from the Bible, you're present with the Lord. God has experience in this terrain, in this valley. And how many can testify and say, preacher, I done been through some valleys.
Oh, yeah.
He said, but I will fear no evil, for thou watch this. David is saying personally, as I go through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I will fear no evil. He is telling us that in the valley, evil will be there.
Yeah.
Not only evil itself, y'all ready? Evil people will be there.
Yeah.
In the valleys, they're going to be traps set for you. In the valleys, they're going to be sidebar meetings over you. But he says, you have no reason to fear this. He said, because I'm going to be right there with you. Y'all just look, put a pin there. Remember that people in the valley is trying to tear you down. It's bad to kick a man while he's down. And then you got people who love to hear bad news on somebody else. Watch this. He says, the rod is there. The staff is there. They are there to comfort you. A shepherd's staff tear down weeds that the sheep may see the path.
Yeah.
The rod is to beat off the wolves that's trying to attack the sheep. God says, I have protection that I can guide you and you can see the path. And when hell comes up against you, you just keep walking. I'll take care of you. Ah, my brother and sister, we just about through. Watch this. He says, remember I told you to put a pin there about the fear no evil, that they are in the valley with you?
Yeah.
Look at this next statement. He says he's going to prepare a table. Right in the presence
All right.
of the ones that are in the valley that's trying to tell you.